We're considering Jesus and his meeting with a woman at the well. So we want to look at how Jesus reached out to this woman. John chapter 4, verse 7 to 9. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink," for his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Then the woman of Samaria said to her, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." For all you can see about this woman, she's a very bold and confident woman who talks back to Jesus in this exchange. Nicodemus came to Jesus by night in John chapter 3. But this woman of Samaria came at noon. And she came fetching water at a time when most people would not be fetching water. Because in those days, the women will fetch water mostly in the morning. Still happens in our society where people go through those chores in the morning and in the evening. But she came at noon. So there must be a reason why she came at noon, and we'll find out later. And Jesus initiated the conversation. If Jesus had not spoken, the woman would just fetch water and go by. So many times when we want to introduce the gospel to people, we are the first to start the conversation. And Jesus reached out in a very non-threatening manner. He started with a conversation by making a request to the woman. Normally, when people ask you for something, they give you an advantage because the one who is asking is always lower than the one who is doing the giving. So Jesus placed himself in a lower place in relation to the woman to make her feel comfortable so that she could speak comfortably and speak her mind freely. Jesus did not want to intimidate the woman. If the Lord had started the conversation by questioning the woman, then she would be on her defenses. But Jesus started by making a request from the woman. And in this place, Jesus broke several taboos, several limitations, and I'll talk about three of them. Jesus broke a religious taboo because the Samaritans and the Jews had a religious difficulty. They have some background together, but the Samaritans were made up of the Jews or the Israelites who were taken into captivity in Assyria. The Jews were those who were taken into captivity in Babylon. In the process, the Samaritans developed a different system of worship from the Jews. So the Samaritans and the Jews had a big religious problem. So that's the first thing. And because of that, as the woman pointed out, they don't deal with each other. So there is a religious taboo. Secondly, there is a gender taboo because Jesus is a rabbi and rabbis are not supposed to be talking to women. In some circumstances, it would be thought that the woman would make Jesus unclean or defile him. And so Jesus is not supposed to be talking to those women. But Jesus was ready to take an initiative, although people would have thought that he would defile himself. If you read about Jesus, he hung out with people that people didn't really think he should be hanging out with, people like Zacchaeus and other people like that. So he broke a certain taboo, a gender taboo, and then an ethnic taboo, because as the woman stated, the Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. So are there people in our life today that you think Jesus would not talk to because it would be a taboo for him to talk to? Can you think of a people group that Jesus would say, "Oh, these people are so far away, they're so sinful, they're so different, I don't want to reach out to them"? I think the more we know about Jesus, the more we realize that nobody was removed from his love. And that is why in sharing the gospel, we cannot have a superiority attitude over somebody else. You cannot think you are better than somebody and share the gospel with them. For you to share the gospel, you come the way Jesus comes. He comes, although he's higher than the woman, he comes placing himself in a humble way by asking for water. It's just a conversation starter, asking for water. But that conversation starter tells you Jesus did not want to lord it over her. And that is how we also share the gospel. We don't share it from a superiority point of view, trying to be better than people, thinking that some people are so bad that you cannot talk to them. Some people are so wayward that God's love cannot reach to them. In order to share the gospel, we have to reach out and break barriers to share the love of God. May God give us the grace to do that in our society. Let us pray. Say with me, Heavenly Father, make me a gospel ambassador. Enable me to reach out to those who need your love. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I'll catch you again tomorrow as we continue the study. I'm Pastor Mensah Otterbill. Shalom, peace, and life to you.